F1A. Number 3B.
It goes on and says matrices, that's the plural of matrix, is matrices. So matrices afford a more accessible, now you can see that understanding comes in. It affords a more accessible general view of the functional interconnections of elements within a system. Well, that's mathematical terminology. What does it mean for us? It means matrices give us a good access to the whole prophetic age, namely to the general view, to the whole prophetic age, what the prophets as a whole wanted to bring out, and gives us a better understanding of the functional interconnection, how each prophet demands another prophet, that each prophet alone would not give the whole message, that each prophet alone leaves many, many questions unanswered, that actually the questions that are left unanswered by the first prophet will be answered by the second, and what is there not answered will be answered by the third, then by the fourth, and so on, and gives a relationship, it gives even a spiritual order, how we spiritually can think about the ideas that represent the prophets, and so gives a functional interconnection of these prophets within the system, within the whole signs of the Christ, because the prophets tell us something about the Christ. So it gives us a terrific structural sense of what the term Christ means in its spiritual sense. Yes, it may have been a bit academic, it may have a bit intellectual. That's all right. That's all right. Just leave it at that. As we go through the week, you will see that we constantly can refer back to some of the most important points that we have been discussing in these definitions, and with the example of the prophets, what they say, what they don't say, what they leave out, which questions they answer, which questions they do not answer, we'll see that little by little, what we have been reading here becomes absolutely simple and clear, and a great help for our study. In this study aid, we didn't put down how a matrix is defined in symbols. In the world of wherever matrices are used, and matrices are used in every science, if you take a textbook or if you take any work on any kind of science, you will always find one, two matrices, mostly practically on every page a matrix. Especially if you have management, how to manage a business, and so on, all that can all be represented through a matrix. And in order that we can understand each other in a much simpler way, I'd like to introduce the formula, the general formula for a matrix. The general formula for a matrix is very simple. Those who have had my class on the matrix know it. And it is this. Can you read it from the last row? This is the general formula. And you take that down, because we will talk all week about this formula. A matrix is represented, you know, with symbols. And that symbol is a capital A. The capital A, and then double subscripted in lowercase I and then a J. This is Chinese to you. In 3 minutes, it is absolutely clear. A means, the capital A means the subject of a matrix. You can have a matrix like your class schedule. Then you will call that A class schedule. Instead of having a long-term class schedule, it's A. If we have a Christ matrix, like in the prophets, then the A, the capital A, stands for the Christ. That's the subject. So A is the subject. Then you have subscripted an I and a J. Don't ask me why I and J. You know, those who had to invent the matrix, they had to use a symbol, just as a K is in physics a constant, as a M stands for mass, as R stands for distance. So they had to use two letters from the alphabet, one that follows the next in the alphabet, the I follows the, is followed by the J in the alphabet. So they took those two symbols that were left over, I guess, and what do they mean? The I stands as a symbol for, in our case, for the verticals. All the verticals can be are symbolized by the I, and the horizontals are symbolized by the J. Did you notice that? Because all through the week we'll talk about this is the I index and this is a J index. So, once again, a matrix is about the subject. And we must know what the subject is. Here in the prophets, we have the A is the Christ. The prophets all tell about the coming of the Christ and what the Christ is going to do to Israel, etc., etc. The I is the vertical index. We call it index. All the verticals is a I index, and the J is the horizontal index, the lines. Yes? That's enough for right now. Afterwards, we will discuss what the I and the J index imply. So up to this, you have made a note. Okay. Now, we go on in the study aid on page 96 and ask ourselves, what's the purpose of a matrix? Or put it into simple language, why on earth do we need a matrix for teaching the science of God? Mrs. Eddy hasn't used it because at that time they didn't know a matrix, so she didn't use it. And if at that time she would have taught it through a matrix, people would have run away. We are very glad after 100 years if the students don't run away. When John Dole introduced the term matrix, most of the students ran away. They didn't like it, it was foreign, why a matrix, why so? And the others liked it, but didn't understand it. So, the time must always be ripe for something. There are always people who see in advance, like John Dorley, and somehow he presented the subject in a matrix without knowing first that it was a matrix what he presented. Only afterwards, when he presented his findings, somebody, as a student of his who was a mathematician, came up to him and said, you know what you present there is a matrix. So he conceived of what we call today matrix, not because he knew the term, he didn't know it, nor did he know how to formulate a matrix. He had a spiritual vision of how component parts, how categories of being work together, and tried to symbolize it. And what he had as a symbolization of the interrelationship of the synonymous terms with the four sides of the holy city was a matrix. So this is also interesting to know that he hadn't first an intellectual, academic, preconceived concept of a matrix and then said, I put my findings into a matrix. It was the other way around. He had a spiritual, scientific sense which said, these categories of the four and the seven, they work together, they are not separate, watertight compartments, as he would call them. They blend into each other, they work into each other. How can I symbolize that? And so he began to try to symbolize that, and what came out of it was his matrix. So, what is now the advantage, the pros, so to say, of a matrix? Why should we at all think in terms of matrices? So here, under the term purpose, we have the following. The word matrix denotes any ability, habit, or skill, any pattern of ordered behavior governed by a code of fixed rules. That's a very good definition by Koestler. What does it mean? What do we gain by a matrix if we put something into a matrix? A matrix gives us the ability or the habit or skill of a pattern of ordered behavior. That if we see a spiritual idea in the structure of a matrix, that then this matrix could show us how our thought, our consciousness must evolve in an ordered way, in an ordered behavior. Because then in that matrix, that ordered behavior, the ordered development of our consciousness, the line of reasoning, the line of asking a right question and finding a right answer, is then governed by the whole matrix, by a code of fixed rules. A code of fixed rules will be that it will show how the thought will have to flow, say, from the word as word to the word as Christ, and not to the word as Christianity. But that it cannot jump over the word as Christ, that it must flow first from the word as word to the word as Christ, in order to arrive at word as Christianity and find its reason in the word as science. That you cannot jump from the word as word to the word as Christ. You leave too many questions out. There are too many question marks that are not answered. So the matrix is like a big code that governs the behavior or the flow of consciousness in an ordered scientific way, so that we are not just jumping from one idea to any other idea that just comes into our consciousness, or that we have one nice thought and then think, now wouldn't there be another nice thought? Oh yes, I remember, I have heard from my practitioner this, and then you go to that. There is no ordered flow in it. There is no understanding in it. Therefore, there is no science in it. A matrix governs the flow of our consciousness. which we will see how Hosea must flow first to Joel before Amos makes sense. Things like that. We take the next one. A matrix is an aid. An aid, well, we always like an aid, huh? Is an aid to remembering the succession of operations, so that it is a red thread, so to say, going through a subject which says, go along that red thread. You say a red thread, huh? Go along that rope, hold you to the rope step by step, then you will get there. So it is again an aid in remembering the succession, the ordered development of spiritual ideas. It needs few symbols. That's the advantage of a matrix. We can put, so to say, all those prophets that cover many hundred pages, we can reduce them to a few symbols of a matrix on one page. And we have the whole message of the prophets on one page. So it needs few symbols. We'll see it. All the symbols we will use are very few, namely Word, Christ, Christianity, and Science, and Absolute Christian Science and Christian Science. And with these six symbols, we can use. We can define the whole prophetic age with six symbols. Isn't that terrific? Can you see the aid which we get? Science is always that. I repeat it again and again. Science is that which takes the infinitude of a subject and tries to reduce it and reduce it and reduce it. And the more one can reduce it, the stronger, the more powerful is the findings of that reduced point. Think of that simple, beautiful, like a poem of that formula of Einstein. They always say there is art in that formula. E equal mc square. Just a few symbols, an E and an equal sign and then an M and then a C square. And with that, he reduced all the forces of, or most of the forces of nature. I have to be careful, I'm not a physicist. How is it, Bill? He reduced all the gravitational forces, or?
That just gives the equivalence between energy and mass.
All right. The relationship of matter and energy. Hmm? Yeah. He reduced that whole thing, which covers all the galaxies, the whole universe, huh? Touches that, reduced it to such a beautiful, simple formula. A equals mc square. Think of it. This is beauty. That is what we have to see too, that we cannot understand billions of facts. Up here there is not room enough for that. What we have to see is that we can reduce all these billions of divine facts right down to simplicity. And a matrix is one of these helps and these aids. Yeah. Where are we now here? Yes. Yes, we said, I read again the second paragraph. A matrix is an aid to remembering the succession of operation. It leads us. It needs few symbols. We have seen that. As each symbol acquires a special meaning according to its particular box within the grid. Here they used, instead of matrix elements, they used the term box. It's very easy for us to remember. Box within the grid, within that grid, within that matrix of horizontals and verticals. Yes. Another definition is matrices themselves provide a very powerful condensed language. in which complicated mathematical statements can be expressed simply. Well, this is what we will see, that we can reduce those hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages of prophetic writing, we can reduce it to a condensed language, namely to the language of spirit, which only uses the capitalized terms, only 15 terms, in which complicated mathematical statements, here we would say in which the infinite divine calculus of ideas can be expressed simply. It can be expressed very simply. See, I can express, for instance, if we take our dear prophet Habakkuk, and can say, well, Habakkuk, you know, is what? He's the Christ in the point of intersection of absolute Christian science as the Christ with the intersection of Christian science as the Christ. I said it wrongly. The first one was Christianity as the Christ. So it is Christ, absolute Christianity, relative standpoint of the Christ. That's Habakkuk. Yeah? That's very simple. I only use Christ, Christianity, absolute, relative. I have the whole message of Habakkuk. And so every one of those prophets can be reduced to such simplicity, to our simple language of the capitalized terms. You remember that Mrs. Eddy said that she had discovered Christian Science in a language which nobody would understand, and that she had to translate it to English or American. And they asked, at one point, they asked her, could you talk in the language that you understood it? And she said, okay. And she didn't, they couldn't understand the word. But I don't know what she said. It's a pity that that is not recorded, what she said, what they couldn't understand. They said, we can't understand it. So she didn't talk Chinese or Aramaic. She talked in the language of spirit, naturally. And that language of spirit today, she brought out through the capitalized term. She herself coined a new language, namely a language of capitalized terms that is unknown in the dictionary. You can look up the dictionary, it's not there, see? It's not there. So she used a new language, and this is the language of spirit, of the capitalized terms that have only a spiritual connotation, that have no human and no material connotation, only a spiritual connotation. So that's what the matrix can do. In a matrix, we just can use those capitalized terms and define every indices, the I index and the J index through capitalized terms, and the point of intersection we can, if you want, to symbolize through capitalized terms too. The next one is, a matrix is important for categorical, relational, and structural thinking. Heavens, what does that mean? That's what I would like to achieve since years and years. That I would like to achieve, that we make that paradigm shift. Instead of thinking thousands and billions of ideas, just to think in a few categories. Just in three big categories. That would be an aid. So that this burden of thinking in millions of ideas and accumulating millions of truths. Instead of that, to train ourselves into the new age, into the 7,000-year period, where we begin to think in categories and not in ideas. The categories include the ideas. We don't leave the ideas out. We include them by thinking in the tonality of the capitalized terms and afterwards in the tonality of the categories. This is what the matrix helps us to achieve. It is important for relational structural thinking. A matrix is a means to the most economic representation. It's the most economic representation. On one page we can symbolize all the profits together. It's very economic. And so you see, instead of saying a matrix is something very difficult and very difficult and very difficult, we should see a matrix is the most simple thing we can think of. It simplifies everything within our consciousness. And at the moment we can simplify, but not be simplistic, that's something very different. But simplify in order to reduce always to more fundamental categories, the simpler it becomes for us to understand reality and to practice in that realm of reality. A matrix, she says lastly, or we have here, is a purely conceptual, not an observable construct, superseding the last traces of physical detectability. Can you see? You cannot see a matrix. It doesn't exist. A matrix is a construct. It's a construct for the human mind, which helps the human mind to understand reality. In earlier years, they had to talk about hills and sheep and camels and about rivers and sky and the heavens and the moon and the stars and the trees and the plants. Today, it's a conceptual construct that is simple. And therefore, a symbolization that is adequate to the end of the 6,000-year period, bringing us into the consciousness of the 7,000-year period. Yes. Okay, so this afternoon we'll tackle the Christ matrix. You bring the book on the minor prophets with you.